Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
A couple of things. First of all, the schedule that they first put out here on Channel 11's website had the Astros and Rangers playing 4 games at home, which was wrong to end the season. So the Astros finish up the season with a 7-game road trip, Seattle and then the Rangers. So it's not 10 of 13. So they had it wrong there. Secondly, yeah, number of miles, the Rangers are going to travel 14,706 miles. The Astros, 13,954. By far the most of any team, more miles traveled. The Brewers, 3,900 miles is all their travel this season.
Yeah.
And the Cubs, located. Tigers, all the Central teams.
Oh, no, Central's going to love it.
All the Central's love it.
Central's going to
love
it.
And then the East is next.
They could legitimately.
Mets and Yankees, 56, 54.
They could legitimately take bus trips.
Well, Cubs and Brewers could.
Yeah, there's no reason to because.
It's an hour and a half.
How far is St. Louis? 4 hours.
No. It's a longer.
Is it longer?
They won't do that. It's going on 6 hours to St. Louis to Chicago, yeah.
Is that far?
Yeah. They won't do that.
I want to do something real quick. If you love Tiger King, I want you to call in for a reason. I just need 3 people. 713-780-3776. If you love Tiger King, you watched it and you loved all the, I call them characters. They're actual people.
They're people.
They're not characters. 713-780-3776. You're going to be part of a game. I'm going to play a game with you. And
You have to have
a feel for Tiger King. It's not Tiger King trivia. I just want to see if you have a good feel for.
It's been a little while since I've
this.
Seen that.
Yeah,
that was the beginning.
Don't forget,
was the beginning of
quarantine.
First, it was toilet paper. Then it was Tiger King. Then it was Michael Jordan. Then it was, and now it's. George Floyd obviously was huge.
Yeah. It really does feel like that's how you mark time.
Yeah.
There's nothing in between. No. Is there anything in between George Floyd, maybe the reopening for us?
Well, for us, yeah, but in a lot of places, no.
All right, 713-780-3776. Nobody likes Tiger King. Interesting. Nobody wants to play this game.
All right, play the game. 703. Right. Do you have somebody answering the phones? Who's out there? Jalen?
No, Lena.
Lena's out there.
All right, so she answers the phone. So I'll start this off. If we don't get a call on this one because y'all don't like Tiger King.
Well, screw you.
Okay, yeah, like John said. Okay, don't look at this, Dell. You're playing two. Now, the lowest on Cameo, the site Cameo, where you can get people to record a phone, they will record a video message and send it to whoever you do that to.
Brett Favre did that for a white supremacist group. Remember?
Oh, well, that was nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
he wasn't aware.
He didn't know,
but he read all these things.
At the end, it said
secret messages.
Yeah, and had a great time. Hope you guys do great. And white power. Okay, bye. No, Brett, don't get fooled by that. All right, here's the deal.
Yeah, I don't think he said that, though.
Now, here's the deal. I'm going to give you guys a hint. The lowest person that I can find that's available on Cameo to send a message to somebody that you love, the lowest price is $29 for that guy, John Reinke. He's the guy with no legs.
Oh, the guy without the legs.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to tell you things like guy without the legs, so you'll know who some of these people are. It's been a while.
The guy without the legs, right.
The guy without the legs, is John Reinke, bucks? Is $29. He's the lowest.
Okay.
He's the lowest of all the people on Tiger King. Now, who is that, Eric?
What about the chick without the arm? How much is she?
Okay, hold on a second. Oh. Okay, how much is she? I'm going to let you have a guess now. The girl without the arm, also known as Kelsey Saffery, who had her arm bitten off, and then Joe famously put his bomber jacket on because he's an EMT.
$36.
$100.
$100?
Yeah, she ain't no punk.
Yeah,
wait a minute. She lost her arm.
$29 for the dude without the legs, but one arm? She only got one?
Okay, let me ask you something.
He lost his legs in like a skydiving accident. She lost it at the hands of a tiger.
Well, that's true. So she...
All right, so if you bought one of those,
he lost two.
All right, so let me ask you. Here's a great. This is great about marketing and price points. Who would you buy out of those two? If you were going to buy one person to send a message,
I think she's a much better value. Clay. The no leg dude is much better value.
Maybe he understands that and says, "You know what? I'm undercutting everybody. I'm going 29. I'm going 29 and trying to pick up 100 calls.
Let's get Eric in here.
All right, Eric. You know all the people in Tiger King, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Dylan Passage, you may remember that's Joe's third.
Is that the one that killed himself?
Husband?
No.
No, no.
He couldn't do
it. No, he couldn't be in this job if he killed himself.
What's the matter with you? What the
Your
hell?
Your Honor. Okay.
He's the third husband.
Eric.
He's the third husband.
Dylan Passage was Joe Exotic's third husband. How much does he charge to make a video recording for, to send to somebody?
Okay, so the second husband was the one that shot himself?
Yes.
Right.
And so the third one, I thought it was a trick question, because how could he charge if he's dead? Okay.
Yeah, John.
I'm going to say the third husband is getting $100.
That's a good guess. It's actually $75, but that's a good guess.
He's less than the chick without the arm?
Yeah, she was a star in that thing.
She was a star in it. He had her arms off.
He was on at the end, barely.
Well, he just goes and tans.
He's already left Joe, I think.
Yeah, he wasn't even gay, was he? Or was he?
No, those are the other two.
No, the first two weren't.
Okay, but if they got a close-up, you can't even see that she lost her arm. You won't even know who she is, right?
What are you asking her to do? I don't want to be part of this discussion.
You want her to do like sports that she can't actually do because she has only one arm? Hey, can you swing a bat, please? What do you want? Hey, we should ask her to do things she can't know. Hey, swing a golf club for me.
Prove it. Prove it.
Prove who you are.
Prove it. Zoom out.
What?
It's not interactive, John. Eric, thanks for playing.
Eric. All right. Appreciate LSU it. Brian. Let's get him in here. LSU Brian.
All right. LSU Brian, are you ready? Do you remember who Alan Glover is? Maybe not the name. Do you remember Alan Glover?
No.
You knew him as Alan.
Was he the hitman?
Alan is the hitman.
Alan's the hitman.
Alan's the hitman. Alan, the cold-blooded, blue-eyed hitman, how much does he charge to send a message somebody that you want? Yeah,
I don't know if I want a message.
All right, so the last one was 75. We're going to go up. I would assume that I'll go 100, but I think it's right below.
Okay, how much?
Let's do 95.
We got a new leader in the clubhouse, $90 for Alan Glover.
90.
Hold on. I'm going to give him another one because he's got 90. He's got a good sense of, okay, how about this one? You ready? James Gerritsen, the fat guy riding in on the jet ski.
Yeah, the jet ski guy.
How much is fat guy on jet ski? James Gerritsen. Now, he was one of the ones who kind of helped bring him down.
Yeah, he was the guy that brought him down.
Yeah, so he was the one kind of behind the scenes talking. Okay, he's going to go up a little. I would assume, because he had a bigger role.
Yep.
Let's go at like 110.
Okay. I'm going to have to cut you loose. And I don't think this is an accident on his part. He's $69.
Hey.
I feel like James Garrison knew exactly what.
Nice.
You know what? How much do you want to charge, James?
$69.
$69.
How much would Gronk charge?
Yeah. $690. Yeah. All right. So that was a good try. If you want to play this game, I'm going to ask John now. All right, 713-780-3776.
All right.
Now, how much for Carol
Baskin?
Baskin.
Oh, she's going to be, I'm going to say $450.
$450, you are the big loser. $199.
That's it?
Yeah. You consider that a value?
Yeah. I think that's great value.
Versus Kelsey? For 100, I mean, it is a pretty good value.
No, that's a great value.
I got to be honest.
That's why she should be way more than that.
Kelsey has really out. She should be $60 at most.
Yes.
I feel like Dale. I know that she lost her arm, but I feel like.
Look, the issue is I don't want Kelsey like just giving me voice messages. I want her to do things that she used to be able to do with two arms, but now she tries to do it with one. That's what I'm. If I want value, hey Kelsey, can you?
There is an instructions thing. Yeah. I can type my instructions. Yeah, exactly. When I send it.
That's what you can do.
You might get a message today. I don't really right now during a pandemic and during pay cuts. I'm not really. I don't think the wife would love if I fired $100. Like, what's this $100? I had Kelsey from Tiger King try to swing a golf club. What? Try to juggle. You did what? That's you're a bad person. Well, Dell's a bad person.
Dell's the one that thought
of it. I did it for Dell.
But I didn't pay for it. Yeah. I didn't pay for it. You're the worst person.
Dell, I just told her to juggle and stir a pot of mac and cheese. But Dell made me. Well, John kind of and Dell kind of made me. All right, let's get John in here real quick. All right, John, are you ready?
Yeah. Before okay. I give my little answer, Pete Rose only charges 150. The all-time hit king.
Who? Oh, really? Pete
yeah.
Rose?
Well, charges, yeah. It's always been cheap.
Yeah, but Pete, yeah. If it takes him 3 minutes, he's going to do it for $150.
Now, we don't have a lot of these left. So let me ask you this. How about Doc Antle? Doc Ooh. Antle, the guy who is yeah. a successful Tiger guy, nothing. Now he had a harem.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He has a harem.
His daughter is like a YouTube person now.
Oh, really?
He has a daughter who does the whole animal thing. And with,
oh,
with
that
YouTube.
Must be Tawny Antle.
Might be.
Or no, Tawny's one of his wives. Okay, so Doc Antle, how much is Doc, with the guy with the gray soul patch underneath his chin and a ponytail? The smoothest.
He probably thinks he's worth more than what it is. So I'll probably say 125.
Carole Baskin was 199, so you say your thought process is good. He is asking for $250. Doc yeah. Antle is not going.
No, wait a minute. But you see, you got to think. You got to know what these people think of themselves.
Doc thinks pretty
Doc
highly of
is
himself.
He really thinks highly of himself. Really does. He thinks he is the. He calls himself the Bhagwan.
Yeah, or something like yeah, that. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a name.
No, he's
like
Bhagwan.
Bhagwan. Is yeah. it Bhagwan? The Bhagwan was the Bhagwan.
But he thinks he is the Bhagwan.
Well, he does think he's yeah. the Bhagwan. And he's talked multiple girls into being his wife.
Right.
He thinks he's like, look, I got game. You want part of this,
well,
it's $250.
Waddell, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Multiple wives.
It seems like a misplaced use of your talents.
That's right.
If you're able to convince people, why would you want three wives?
Last one, Robert.
All right, last one, Robert. You ready? Jeff Lowe.
Damn. Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe, the guy who wore like 15 layers of clothes, had yeah. a headband and
a hat. Right.
And he had that one wife.
Yeah.
And he had the nanny. Yeah.
That one wasn't real, though. We found out
yeah.
she wasn't real.
Yeah. But he also, he was a tremendous con man.
Yes.
What he was.
Well, how much, Robert?
Oh, so that guy there, he was always out to make a dollar, man.
Yep.
He would do. He was trying to screw over anybody he could. So
yes, he was.
I'd say he's probably asking $205.
The final number $300 for
$300.
Yeah. Jeff Lowe had to be the highest.
See, I think.
See, your mind was in the right place. I feel like he considers himself the best. There's no way he is going to let Doc Antle. My guess is he adjusted his prices. Once he saw Doc Antle's price was $250,
but he's the least charismatic of them all.
Oh, there's no question.
Why would I want him?
I would never pay that for him.
I wouldn't pay anything to hear from Jeff.
Of all these people,
yeah. No, he's the why? Why would you want?
Yeah, he's just the
I
guy.
I think Carole Baskin is the best, the greatest value.
The
of
best
all.
Value on the board is Carole Baskin, but I, you know, kind of a sneaky value is Alan the Hitman. If you've got a hitman
ooh,
calling
scary,
you,
though.
Yeah, exactly.
I
you
don't
can
want
send
him.
A hitman to an enemy.
Oh, yeah, ooh. Or just hey, to freak out hey, one of your boys.
Yeah. I could send him to Dell.
What? How is that? You have to be on Cameo to get the message, right? Or do they just send it through your email?
Oh, my God. I'm not going to say. When we come back, I've got something for you, John Granato.
All right.
I got something for you.
Joe Burrow?
Not everything is about Joe Burrow.
817 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Okay, so Tiger King was one thing. But we're a sports show. And frankly, a Tiger King show. During a pandemic, we're an everything show. I think these are going to be really tricky for you. Here's some NFL from Cameo. These people will send you a message. I'm going to start with the big boy. Somebody who seems like they are made for this platform. Johnny Manziel, right? Yeah. This isn't real work.
No, this is perfect for Johnny.
This is, Johnny might as well have a stake in this. This was made for Johnny Manziel.
Johnny's going to be, if Pete Rose is 150, Johnny's going to be, I think Johnny will do it for, Johnny will do it for 200.
I'm going to keep a tab between you and Dell. Dell, what do you have? Johnny Manziel.
I would go 120.
250.
God, Johnny, get
John's
out of here.
John's winning.
Does he know that he can, you know, market to other the people besides Aggies?
Yep, no, but do you know how many Aggies there are that want Johnny to
I'll
give him a message?
Even still,
they'll do it for 250.
Even still,
Johnny F in football. I bet you that's actually not a bad price for him. Ready? How about Jason Brown from Independence Community College, formerly of Independence Community College?
Yeah, what does
he do now? Now, just so you know, I ain't trying to listen to any of you bitch-made mother... Okay?
Okay.
Jason Brown. Dell, you have to go first.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 150. 150.
I'm going a buck and a quarter.
John wins again. $40. I think he's going for volume.
Yeah.
I think he's priced for volume. Either that or he's not feeling nearly as good about himself.
As well he should.
Okay, ready? John, you're first. Don Beebe from the Buffalo Bills.
Screw Don Beebe.
Does color commentary.
$29.
$29. Dell?
Does he have an actual job now?
I think he's a color commentator.
Yeah.
Maybe a real estate agent?
Well, Don Beebe.
I'm going to go $75.
$25.
John,
I told
you're good
you.
At this.
Don Beebe.
Okay, now your turn, Dell. Matt Barkley. Second string quarterback, third string for the Buffalo Bills. Former USC graduate.
Non-Heisman winner, Matt Barkley.
Uh-huh.
Currently an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just doing it for fun. I'm going to go 35.
20.
Dell wins $99.
$99?
He's a West Coast guy. It's probably like an Aggie thing. Yeah. Maybe USC people care about him, but that's a win for Dell.
But he's not Johnny. What did he do at USC?
He didn't do anything.
Nothing.
Ray Lewis, Hall of Famer. Oh.
Giving motivational
inside linebacker, John, you are first up.
Oh, you could do that with Ray Lewis. Oh.
You can't do that with Ray Lewis.
Oh, yeah, I can't because Ray is always going to talk like this. Ray Lewis, $175.
I'm going to go $135.
God, you're so disrespectful. You think he's going lower than Carroll Baskin?
I don't know.
Ray's $300.
Mm. Eh, well.
Vince Young.
Chicken Wing Young?
Vince Young. Dell, I think you are first up on this one.
Vince Young, legend, pseudo-Heisman winner. National champion, loves a good wing. I'm going to go 165.
Long car rides with chicken wings and a gun.
165?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going 210.
Dell wins 150.
Thank you.
So John won that 4-2. Here's a real hard one for you. Lord of the Rings.
Ooh.
Elijah Wood.
Ooh, your boy.
That's Frodo. That's your boy Frodo.
Frodo. Of Comic-Con.
19,000.
Per cameo? You know the people who love Lord of the Rings think they got 19K?
I gotta say, these people probably stay busy.
How much is he?
Dell, I assume you're going under 19,000?
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah.
Elijah Wood is 225.
I can see that.
Oh.
That's probably what he gets for a sign. What does he get for signing an autograph at Comic-Con? I'm sure.
That's the same?
Oh. Yeah.
What about Sean Astin? What's his? He's Mr. Frodo.
He's Samwise.
His boyfriend.
He's Samwise Gamgee.
Yeah. That's not proven, by the way.
Well, there's a thought.
He called him his boyfriend. That's all.
It's not his boyfriend.
There's a thought.
No, he got married.
Yeah.
He married the plump little girl at the end.
Oh, his beard. Whatever, John.
Yeah, no.
Samwise Gamgee is going to be
now, remember, he's
a
also been in Stranger Things.
100 and a quarter.
Oh, he does have Stranger Things.
He has
in the Goonies
credibility.
He's got Goonies stuff too.
He's got Goonies stuff.
Mm-mm. 100 and a quarter.
295.
Yeah,
295.
Yeah,
he's more than Elijah Wood.
No.
How about the redhead little dwarf from?
What's his name?
Gimli.
Yeah. What about Gimli?
The
actor who did Gimli.
No, we don't know.
He's not dressed up as Gimli.
Is it like John Reese something?
His name is Stephen Hunter. And probably if he sent a message to you, you're like
Stephen Hunter.
Well, let me see.
Are we sure his name is Stephen Hunter? I thought it was like John something.
Was it? Is there a TV show that actor from The Hobbit?
Yeah, John Rhys Davies.
Oh, must be a different.
You're not looking at Gimli. You're looking at something else.
I don't know who he is.
Gimli actor.
Well, Gimli wasn't in The Hobbit. He was in The Lord of the Rings, the first three.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not. Are you talking about Thorin Oakenshield?
Yeah, that's probably who it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
He
who's he? What does he look
actually
like?
He looks just like that's White Power.
Thorin Oakenshield is Richard Armitage.
Oh.
Nah, then I must have something.
Who are you looking at?
This must be a TV version.
You don't know nothing about it.
It's maybe an actor from the show The Hobbit. So that's but different.
Maybe he's a voice actor, like it's a cartoon.
The Hobbit or the movie The
Hobbit? I guess the show.
Maybe it's a cartoon, and he's the voice actor for it.
Like, I'm looking at Harry Potter, and there's nobody in here I even recognize. Like, all the people who would be in Harry Potter are like, nah, we're good. The Stranger Things people.
Aren't they all kids mostly? Is Winona Ryder doing it?
No, these are all. None of the regular people are even in this. I don't even recognize it.
You think Millie Bobby Brown's got time for a cameo?
Rabbit hole now.
Yeah, we know. You think Millie Bobby Brown has time for a cameo?
All right. 713-7803. Let's take a break from the cameo.
Because now I'm in the office.
Segments of the show. Oh, now you're in the office? Okay.
All right, what about Oscar from The Office?
No, I don't care. Pro baseball is back.
Is it?
And you can go see it in person at Constellation Field. It starts up this Friday, July 10th. There's 1,000 minor leaguers have been released by the majors. Four teams now. And Roger Clemens is going to be one of the managers. Four teams made up of single A and double A players. 21 players have already reached the big leagues. 13 or so former number one, first round picks rather. Five former in the top 100 prospects. Clemens' team, he's got Team Texas. It's a predominantly team from UT, A&M, and Texas Tech. Pete Infecavilla and Greg Swindell are going to have will also be managing teams of former major leaguers or guys who are right there. And you've got a minor league atmosphere in one of the nicest ballparks in the country. Only 2,000 fans a night will be allowed in. Tickets start at just $9. It starts this Friday. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com for more information. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, there's all kinds of numbers out there. Apparently, Deshaun is not interested in, and this is from... Pro Football Talk. Pro Football Talk says Deshaun is not interested in a long-term deal.
No, he's not. I just told you earlier.
I talked to most guys want like Dak was said to want a 3-year deal.
The new thing is everyone bitches and complains when they have to take a franchise, but the reality is they only want 3 years.
Yeah,
and then they're like, let O'Brien do a deal, and then we want to get. If you're in a position that the Texans have a good one and have to pay somebody, that's a great thing for you. Like right now, being a quarterback, being a left tackle, that's awesome. Well, what's his other position going to be that they pay a lot for?
Well, what would he have paid JJ if he could have done that deal?
In his prime?
Good Lord. What would that deal have been?
No telling. But there are no other. They'll lose JJ's money. Yeah. I assume they will. DeAndre Hopkins' money isn't there. So they will add another high-dollar guy.
They just added Cooks and
I think Cobb. I think Zach Cunningham's going to get some cheddar.
Probably. Uh-huh. Probably.
I think he's going to get some.
And that's a position that you really don't pay.
And then
but
Justin
they will.
Reed is a four-year player, is a four-year contract.
Right.
So he's going to get some cheddar.
Yep. They love Justin Reed. He plays with a shoulder that's not even intact. And he's a good player.
Matter of fact, Justin Reed's going to ask for money after this next year.
As well,
before
he should.
He gets to four.
Everyone should ask for money.
If you're the Texans right now, you should just, yeah. If you're a player, hey, coach, we'd like to get, like, every agent. I'm the most popular coach and GM in the world. Why do you say that, coach? Everybody loves me. I get calls from agents all the time. How many do you get? Not many. I mean, not until it's time for guys to do their contract. Yeah? Well, I got people staying with me all the time.
Everyone wants to play for me.
That's what a good GM does, is stay in contact with agents. Oh. Well, not when they have 3 years left.
Well, yeah. Randall Cobb's agent loves him. As does Brandon Cooks. As does everybody's. Everybody's agent loves him. Now, this is going to be, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. Broken down over the next 4 years, actually, Mahomes' deal is not great. This is not a great deal for him. Over the next 4 years, his average salary is going to be $30 million. He's got 2 years of 27. 6 years total will be $183 million. That's 30 a year. That's 30 a year over 6 years of this deal.
But you're counting rookie contract.
Well, I'm counting his rookie contract as well. He's got 27 plus left on that.
The new money is $39.7 million, which is, you know, which makes him the highest paid quarterback, which is a relative bump in pay for the best quarterback in the league. That is a...
It's relative, right.
You don't reset a market. You continue to add to the highest paid quarterback if you are the best quarterback.
He's not getting paid at the best quarterback. Russell Wilson still is.
How much is Russell's
new Russell's money is now? Over 35. His deal is Russell's worth over 35 a year.
I know.
And
that
and,
was the
but
new
that's
money.
That's going to be actual money.
No, that's new money.
Right. But it's still actual money.
But the new money for Jared Goff, the new money for Pat Mahomes.
But it's not likely to be earned.
No. In the first, yeah. The new money will be.
His new money is only going to be his actual new money over 4 years.
Corey Jarrell broke it down and said it's $39.7 million. $39.75 million.
Well, that's not what Bill Barnwell has broken down.
Joel Corey. New money, not what his rookie year deal is. All that's doing is just dragging that number down.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, that's something to keep in mind. Lee Steinberg wouldn't have done this deal now unless he was getting that 39.7. That's a good deal. I think it's a fair deal for the team, and I think it's a fair deal for Pat Mahomes. The problem you have, because he's doing a deal after 3 years, right? 17, 18, 19. Yeah, so he's getting a deal done after 3 years. They're giving him guaranteed money. It's guaranteed money is now on the books for him. 140 something?
That's injury guarantee. 140 million
guaranteed.
Is injury
guarantee.
Yes,
yes. He is going to make 140 million, no matter what.
Right.
In case you missed it earlier, it is a concern now for the Texans because what they've got out there is a 10-year, $500 million deal worth $450, you know, $45 million a year or whatever.
It's not.
And what we're concerned about now is, I mean, I wish I were joking, but I'm really not, and you aren't either. I'm really concerned about how the Texans read this and if they move forward with an understanding that the Kansas City Chiefs have, in essence, locked Pat Mahomes in. Now, he could hold out if he wanted to, but keep in mind, with a 10-year deal, sure, there's money at $50 million when his contract bumps up to like $50-plus million a year. That's not likely to be the number for quarterbacks, but maybe it is. We don't, you know, who knows what's going to happen. All I know is that Kansas City at least will be able to make the call. What Bill O'Brien has already done once with Laremy Tunsil, and listen carefully because this is a really big deal. He gave Laremy Tunsil a 3-year deal. This gives Laremy Tunsil, not only did he have all the leverage when he got traded to the Texans and they didn't get a deal done, that he was able to push through exactly what he wanted, which was $22 million a year. Laremy now has all the leverage once again on a 3-year deal. So you made him by over 20% the highest paid left tackle in a monster reset of the market at that position because you're an inexperienced negotiator. Not only did you do that, but you didn't even get a 5-year deal out of Laremy. You didn't even get a 5-year deal where you hold control over him during his prime. And you say, look, we're paying you a lot, but we also want you to commit to us for at least the next 5 years. Instead, they also caved on the duration of the contract so that now how they would explain it is probably we can get out of that deal if it's a bad deal. Yeah, but if Laremy Tunsil does what Dwayne Brown did, which is play good football during his prime, you are now going to be on the hook for probably another $25 million per year once that contract is up in 3 years. So, you know, to me, the Texans giving in on short-term deals is stupid. If you're a good player, you got to lock them in for a minimum of – you got to get them for 5 years with at least 4 years being real years that you can keep your players. You got to. You got to keep this window open. I mean, what do you – I can't say anything else about it. I mean, the mistakes that they make relative to other teams, the Chiefs do a 10-year deal. It's not really 10, but even if it's 5 in addition to, or even if it's 4 in addition to the next 2 years, which I think is reasonable.
That's yeah.
6 more years of Pat Mahomes is a good deal. I think Deshaun.
And is 6 going to years, get, the average will be $30.5 million.
Yeah, I think Deshaun is going to get a 3-year deal. I think that's what Deshaun will fight for.
And it will be much more than that average. Guaranteed.
The Texans have to make Deshaun sign a 5-year deal. They have to get him to sign a 5-year deal. Even if you make the 5th year of a $49 million year where you know it's an easy out for Deshaun and an easy out for the team, you have to lock him into 4 years.
See, here's where I think that it's not a great deal for Pat Mahomes. This was not a great deal for Pat Mahomes. Relatively speaking to Goff and to Wentz and to guys that have recently just re-signed and done deals off of their rookie deals, he's going to average over these 6 years, with the 2 years included, but the 4 after that, he will only still average 30.5. Russell Wilson's redo, he's got a potential out after next, not this season, but next season, where he will be, he is nearly $36 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly 36
good
a year.
Good contract for when he had it done.
Yes. Well, but Mahomes, it's not even close to this deal. That's why I don't think it's a good deal. This is a good deal for Mahomes as opposed to Russell Wilson's deal.
You have to play out your rookie contract.
Yeah, right.
I mean that's going to have to.
But
be the
even
case.
Still, he should have demanded. To me, he should have said, "No, I still over these 6 years, I need to get more than 30." Dak is going to get more than this. Dak and Deshaun are both getting more than this.
They're going to get more than $39.7 million.
Over the 6 years, Lance, it's 30.5.
I don't care about the 6 years because you're adding in his rookie deals.
Right. Well, no,
that money.
Just take
the new money. Take only the new money because that's his new money. He's getting 39.75 a year.
And I don't. You know what? I'll bet you Deshaun gets more. Deshaun gets more.
Well, good, but that is a reasonable
number.
Why
would you do this now if you know that Bill O'Brien is around the corner?
That is one of the things. You want Bill O'Brien to be the pace horse.
That's right.
You really do. But my guess is because Lee Steinberg wanted the 10-year, $500 million flex publicly. And like, look what I did. 10 years. You know Lee Steinberg got this much? $0 for negotiating his first deal. Lee Steinberg, to get back into the business, the agent business, because he was a mess. He did Paxton Lynch, $0, 0%. And now, you know, he missed on that one.
Yeah.
But he also did Pat Mahomes, 0%. He took no money that I know of. I heard it was a 0% deal on the negotiations. Now, I would assume he gets in the neighborhood of 3%, maybe 2%. It's 3 is the highest. He maybe took a little less, but I think Lee Steinberg wanted to flex a 10-year, $500 million, you know, $500 million deal, because we know it's not going to last that long. However,
but no, because he can say to everybody, I got, but this is likely to be out after 4 years.
You know, but Lee Steinberg also probably is saying, let's get our money, let's get our guaranteed money, because it's a good guaranteed nut. It's a good guaranteed nut, over $140 million. Let's go ahead and take it now, because we're in the midst of a pandemic. We're not sure what's going on. We don't know what could happen to you from a health standpoint. I mean, it's a long shot, but if something happened to him, that money is now guaranteed.
Yeah.
And maybe that's one of the, maybe that's part of his thinking.
I would still wait it out for Bill O'Brien. I think anybody who, you know what? He flinched first. He did. I just think it's a bad, if when Bill O'Brien is standing there with a pen in his hand, you just wait, hold, and you see what he gives, because he's got – Bill O'Brien is up against the wall, just like he was with Laremy Tunsil. If he loses to Sean Watson, if Bill O'Brien loses to Sean Watson, he is done for.
But keep in mind, though, if you are – like realistically, if you got no money off of Pat Mahomes' first deal, if you're Lee Steinberg – come on, let's get this done now. All right. That's a pretty
but
good.
That's not best for your that's client. A pretty that's not good, best. What's best for your client is wait until Bill O'Brien sets the market.
Yes, theoretically, but I also think he got a. I think he got a good deal for his client relative to the market, and I think especially right now, and I think that I think that was a reasonable deal between a top rated quarterback and the Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs got their asses kicked. And I don't. And I think that he got. I think that was good money for, you know, good money for his client. Now, if you want to get the absolute biggest bag possible, yeah, of course you wait for Bill O'Brien to do something stupid. Of course you let him do a 3-year, $42 million deal.
He's going to.
And then you do I'm a 5-year, $45 million.
Deshaun's extension is going to average 42.
The Chiefs were in such
but real
a rush.
42.
The Chiefs were in such a rush to get a deal done. You know they had to be.
Yes.
We got to beat O'Brien to the market. We have to.
842 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. Lance must have turned off Waze because got lost. You got lost in the cameo deal.
I did.
So you turned off your Waze.
Here's an agent. Now, you always have to wonder if agents hate on agents.
They do.
But this is what this agent says. This deal is terrible. $63 million truly guaranteed at signing on a 12-year deal. That's horrific. It's a 10-year.
Over the next 3 years, he makes $63 million.
Come on, it's not really a 12-year deal.
Over the next 3 years, he makes $63 million. Now the deal is probably it's going to last possibly 4 years, which is 6 years from now, and it's not great. It's just not a great deal. I think you wait out, and you he's not making close to Russell Wilson money. It's not close to Russell Wilson money, and that's unfortunate. But oh well, it's Pat Mahomes.
Hold
deal.
On, is
but
this?
But okay, but the so thing is, it sounded you're right. The whole just like Brett Favre's deal. Remember Brett Favre signed a huge deal, like a 10-year deal or whatever. But there was absolutely zero possibility that it was gonna last 10 years. This is the same way. It's just a gigantic number of $450 million or $503 million with likely to be earned incentives, and it's not even close to that. It's not even gonna be close to that.
So this agent says the structure. Well, okay. So Barnwell says structure of the deal makes me think it will end up being a 6-year, $183 million deal.
That's right.
That you talked about,
which is 30 a year.
This agent talks about he gets guaranteed a signing is $63 million. Now you want to know guaranteed total money, and that's what I'm trying to see, because Kirk Cousins had a pretty sweet.
No, he had the sweetest.
He
deal.
Had the sweetest deal. Like you can't have out negotiated. If you let Kirk Cousins out negotiate you, because Kirk Cousins has been, I've never seen anybody game the system harder than Kirk Cousins. Yeah. Never. For some reason, he seems like a perfect Gary Kubiak quarterback, too.
Yeah, he kind of is.
I don't, but if he only got $63 million guaranteed, it's guaranteed he's signing. I want to know how much is actually guaranteed. Because if that's it, that's really not good. I thought I.
Yeah, the 141 is only injury guarantee. That's injury guarantee. That's not bad, that's not play guarantee. And now, but here's the deal is that this deal also, the guaranteed money comes in guaranteed mechanisms where if he is on the field 1 year, and that's what Ryan Tannehill has too. Ryan Tannehill has, if his bonuses, and that's what actually, if you want to know the truth, why they're paying David Johnson more is because if David Johnson is on the field, I believe in week two or whatever it is, it kicks in another $2.5 million for next year. Pat Mahomes deals constantly when he's on the field 1 year, it kicks in for the next. At beginning of the season, kicks in for next season. And that's what guaranteed mechanisms are. And that's where his guarantee is going to come from. Because he's not going anywhere, basically. Yeah, listen, Pat Mahomes is going to be there. But they're going to rip this deal up after 4 new years.
So when
6 years from now, this thing is going to be ripped up.
4 new years.
Yeah.
So after, let's say, what, 25?
After what? Yeah, after 25. This is going to be done after 25.
So 2025, right. His base salary is $2.5 million, roster bonus of $38.9 million, and workout bonus of, wow, so the way they structured this, holy crap, unless this is, no, the base salary can't be this. They can't have done this. Because I'm telling you, the way I'm looking at this, I really feel like this deal, and I wonder if this is at all Pat Mahomes is doing allows the Chiefs to sign Chris Jones.
Well, yeah, only
especially in the first
this deal
3 years,
this year added $20,000 to their cap. That's it.
Well, even if you in 2022, his number is $29.45 million. Now, remember, he's already been paid out $63 million in upfront bonus, signing bonus. But after the third year, 2022, in 2023, it goes to $40.45 million. But if that's the case, you do have a chance to get Chris Jones's deal done, and then you may have to structure it differently. Maybe give him more up front. But maybe this gives them a chance to hang on to Chris Jones as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. 850 ESPN, 97.5. It's actually pretty team-friendly, this deal.
You know what? He could, I mean, the team, this is a deal that could go to 2026. $41.95 million quarterback salary, depending on what happens with the NFL's revenue. In 2027, which is the eighth year, it's impossible. His number's $59.95 million. It's impossible. Because the next year it goes to $44.45. So that's a poison pill that absolutely eliminates this contract. By 2027, this contract is over.
Yeah, he's going to – no, they'll redo the deal. They'll do it at most. It'll last through 2026. And neither here nor there. The thing is for us here in the city of Houston is the numbers that says $45 million per, it's not even close to that. It's not even close to $45 or $50 million per, which is what it looks like when you look at a 10-year $45 million deal. It's not even close to that. Unfortunately, that's what's out there in the media. That's what Deshaun has in his head. That's what Bill O'Brien might have in his head, if he does. Anyway, the thing is that Deshaun is getting paid. Because when you look at it, $45 per year, Deshaun is actually, in real money, going to make more than Pat Mahomes is going to make in real money. He really is. He is. He absolutely is. So that's bad for the Houston Texans. But you know what? It's good for Deshaun Watson. Good for him. Now the question is, and you know, because you talk to someone, he ain't doing a long-term deal. How long do you think Deshaun's deal is going to be?
I mean, if you're a quarterback, it really shouldn't. I mean, honestly, if you get paid that much money, this is a two-way street. We're giving you the most money of any position at quarterback. So when you do that deal, you're in for at least 5 years. I would do a 6-year deal where you're in for five. My guess is the most Deshaun gets locked in for is four. That's my guess. I just think when you make a commitment to pay a guy that much money, that percentage of your cap, it's a two-way street. We're willing to make a commitment and an extensive financial commitment, but you need to make a commitment to our team as well. That's the way it should work. We're going to pay you a lot, but we want a little longer-term deal. The Texans got gamed already by Laremy Tunsil. Once you do a bad deal, it's now precedence. And so every agent out there worth their weight are going to look at a bad deal you've done and whatever precedent you've set, they're going to say, well, you went 20% over market for him.
Mm-hmm.
We want to go 20% over market for Deshaun. And if Laremy Tunsil got a three-year deal, we want a three-year deal. And now you got to fight against yourself. You got to argue against yourself because you set precedence. And so that's why doing a bad deal at the very outset is so detrimental, because now all agents have precedence on you and they say, you've already done this deal. Oh, Deshaun Watson's not better than Laremy Tunsil? I know that you're not saying that. I'd hate for that to get out to Pro Football Talk.
Oh, oh, don't turn it on Pro Football Talk.
What do you want? Write it on a paper, slide it across the table. Well, that's not really how this is done.
Put that number on this envelope and slide it over. Jack, look at it.
Mm. Oh, my God. What is this?
You guys, we had news, positive news. The Astros are schedules out. You can start looking at series, what's exciting. And you're in this Texans are ruining everything wormhole. Congratulations.
You allow, well, Bill, I put it on
you
Pat
allow
Mahomes.
Bill O'Brien to Mahomes ruin your morning.
Pat Mahomes ruined
it. Yeah, he ruined
it. And to be honest with you, we should actually be thanking, now that I look through all this, you know what? I should be thanking Brett Veach and Lee Steinberg for doing a reasonable deal so maybe the Texans have a shot.
But it doesn't look like a reasonable deal.
I know.
And you think if you dig deeper,
easily tricked by shiny objects? Hey, half a billion. Oh, my God, we're going to have to pay Deshaun half a billion. No, no, you don't.
Over 3 years.
Kevin Kukowski or whatever is like, no, please no. Don't. We already passed him a piece of paper to write his number
you
on.
You think Kevin's going to say no to Bill O'Brien? You know what that gets you?
Yeah, get you trips on the golf course with you.
Yeah, that's right. You say no to Bill O'Brien, you know what, if you're Kevin, you go, okay, coach, all right. I'll get it done.
Shouldn't we maybe just talk about this?
No. Why are you putting a mask on?
Offer him.
Why are you putting a mask on?
Offer him a quarter of a billion.
He should offer that mask to Deshaun in a month or two, because Deshaun's going to rob the Texans.
I know.
Whew. And the problem is, considering that number and Deshaun's response to that number, all this stuff you're doing about how what it really means and all the real money, Deshaun ain't looking to hear that. Deshaun just got that big kid smile, that kid smiling on his face going, I'm about to get paid. I don't want to hear about actual money,
no,
real money.
No. You see that? It says $503 million.
Now maybe
that's what that says.
Maybe I don't get 500.
Don't tell me about no likely to be earned
and
or
I will admit, if
guarantee if, mechanisms. If Bill, I want my 503. If, I want 504.
If Bill O'Brien, no, he said, you know what? I'm reasonable. I'm not the best. I'll take 502.
Yeah, real.
We're kind of getting a deal.
Guaranteed.
Jack. We're kind of getting a deal, Jack. 502. No, but if the Texans do a good deal, I'll give them full credit. I'll give Bill O'Brien full credit. I'll give Jack Easterby, Kevin Kukowski. I'll give all those guys credit if they do. I'm not super hopeful based on what's happened in the past. But if they do a good deal, I'll be the first one to congratulate them on getting a reasonable deal done. It's going to be expensive. I mean, Deshaun is going to be making at least $38 million a year in new money. He's going to make at least the Russell Wilson number. We know that. If the Texans can, you know, can play some hardball and keep him from just gouging the team, then good for them. But I'm not confident in this team's negotiating.
856 ESPN 97.5. You're confident in TGS, though.
Yeah, I'm very confident in TGS. And the reason's very, very simple. TGS Insurance is a company who finds you lower homeowners insurance. And why is that important? Because that's one of those payments that you make every year where you could be losing a substantial amount of money. Let's say, okay, so the average savings for TGS insurance customers, and this is the average, is right at $900. Let's say that you have been with your same company for the last 8 years. Now, you're going to notice incremental increases, and sometimes they're not so incremental over time. Like, check how it increased after the last hurricane. Well, after that happens, you could end up paying, let's just say over 3 years, that could be $2,700. If the average savings is $900, that could be a savings of $2,700 you've been missing out on over the last 3 years. I mean, why would you give somebody more of the money in your pocket when you can get A-rated homeowners insurance coverage? You can get it for a discounted rate, a competitive rate. People actually compete for your, you know, for to insure your home. And they can even find you a car insurance if you have a bundled package that you're worried about. TGSinsurance.com is the website. Text the word money to 232323 and let them come in and give you a firm quote, a texted firm quote within 15 seconds. Text the word money to 232323 and just check out and see what they can offer you for homeowners insurance versus what you're paying now.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.